Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Now, with all the new developments and all of the WhatsApp messages, if you don't know what WhatsApp, it's an encrypted message delivery system that supposedly, you know, people can't hack into, that, you know, you can hide on your phone, it disappears. Does it work? I don't know. I don't use any of these encrypted apps. I tried one once and I'm like, this is too much work. I don't feel like dealing with it. Now we're dealing with something that is far more challenging to this country and to the world, and that is what I have been describing as a new axis of evil, and that is the alliance of China and Russia and Iran, and now even our own allies are peeling away from us, betting on the fact that it's more likely that China is going to come out on top and the U.S. is going to fall even further behind, especially since Joe Biden has abdicated his role as the leader of the free world and America's leadership role on the world stage. Add to that now all the financial issues that have come up, you know, as it relates to the Biden family. And we've got ourselves one hell of a problem in this country. You know, the allegations that, you know, Biden appointed U.S. attorney, you know, was not allowing Hunter Biden to be charged in his district and allegedly was blocked from bringing charges in California. And we have six whistleblowers now coming forward. And then, of course, we have, you know, the Biden family shaking down China with all this money. And then you have to wonder, well, how does the communist Chinese, how is it possible that they were able to, you know, send a spy balloon over Alaskan airspace down the west coast of Canada into Idaho, all the way across, you know, the middle states in our country, into Montana, down to Kansas and Missouri, up into Kentucky, and then out the coast of the Carolinas, sending intelligence back in real time, and there were no consequences for it. Just like Russia was able to take down one of our drones, and there were no consequences for it. And then we're getting all these WhatsApp messages, you know, that, you know, I'm sitting here with my father and I'd like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. And I'll make certain that between the man sitting next to me, Joe Biden, and every person he knows and my ability to hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. And I'm sitting here waiting for your call with my father. How interesting. Days later, you know, monies end up in the coffers of the Biden family. Within a week, about $5 million transferred. But anyway, then the demands continued. We have more new WhatsApp messages. Hey, if you think this is about money, I can make $5 million at any law firm in America, Hunter brags. I doubt it. the crack addict, and they claim he was on crack at the time, I don't think was capable of earning $5 million a year. The Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership. Let's not quibble over peanuts. The peanuts he's talking about, he wants a $10 million payment, not a $5 million payment. So I guess they're quibbling over millions of peanuts. Lots of peanuts. You can buy a lot of peanuts for $10 million. Now on top of that, we've even had more WhatsApp messages that have been released. And what we're discovering is that this Chinese energy company that eventually sent the money in messages from August of 2017, Hunter pushed that $10 million would need it to be invested annually into this joint venture with this big Chinese energy conglomerate, CEFC, and called the $5 million proposal new to me and not acceptable to me. Anyway, the House Oversight Committee's Twitter account said that Hunter was messaging a guy by the name of Gongwen Dong, a CEFC China Energy associate who used the nickname Kevin. You know, I'm tired of this, Kevin. I can make $5 million in salary from any law firm in America. At a time now that they're saying Hunter was using crack cocaine. And if you think about the money, it's not. The Bidens are the best at doing exactly what the chairman wants of this partnership. Excuse me. What is the chairman of what company? Oh, the Chinese energy company. Well, what are the Bidens so uniquely qualified to offer a Chinese energy company? I mean, it's just influence peddling at the highest level. Well, now we're compromising national security. And when you listen to Joe Biden talk about China, doesn't build a lot of confidence in my mind that he has any intention of challenging the communist Chinese that have pretty much openly declared a Cold War against us. Militarily, they're challenging our ships in the China Sea and in the Pacific in international waterways. They're challenging our fighter jets in international airwaves. And there's no consequences for anything they do. Just praise from Joe.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean, in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
A more prosperous China will mean more demand for American-made goods and services and more jobs back home in the United States of America. So our desire for your prosperity is not born out of some nobility. It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
When I've spent a lot of time with President Xi, even he acknowledges that the growth and progress in China has been a direct relationship of the stability that has been encouraged by U.S. presence. We're not trying to contain China. We're not trying to slow down Chinese growth. The growth of China is overwhelmingly in our interest.
We've recognized that the United States-China relations generate global economic benefit, not just to both our countries, but global benefit. Last year, our trade with China supported over 500,000 jobs here in the United States. There was a debate here in the United States and, quite frankly, throughout most of the West as whether a rising China was in the interest of the United States and the wider world. As a young member of the Foreign Relations Committee, I wrote and I said, and I believe then what I believe now, that a rising China is a positive, positive development, not only for China, but for America and the world writ large.
I guess I want to ask you, do you think that this is going to, in fact, be a major issue? And are you vulnerable on this issue at all because of your son's business dealings in China?
No, I don't believe so at all. My son's business dealings were not anything with everybody that he's talking about, not even remotely.
Yeah, okay, that gives me confidence. While the communist Chinese continue their intellectual property theft, their unfair trade practices, their devaluing of the U.S. dollar, and their commitment towards removing the U.S. dollar as the world's currency. Gordon Chang, author of The Coming Collapse of China and The Great U.S.-China Tech War, is with us. And
Breaking news on 710 WOR.
This is Jeff McKinney in from the WOR newsroom, and there is a rescue scene in Garfield, New Jersey that is underway. Two firefighters who were in a boat in the Passaic River went over a spillway there. Their boat partially sank. One firefighter rescued by helicopter. The second is still on that boat. He looks okay, but he is still in a sinking boat. The firefighter who was rescued apparently is all right, so we're watching. It looks as though all will end well. But again, we have a firefighter stuck in a partially sunk boat in the middle of the Passaic River, which is rushing very quickly at that point, and the attempts to rescue him by helicopter were aborted. Apparently, they couldn't make contact correctly with him to lift him out of that boat. So we're watching this closely, and again, the expectation is that everything's going to be okay, and we'll bring you the latest throughout the afternoon. Now it's back to Sean.
Do this. Now that certainly has tainted the Biden family. You know, Biden also has just been misguided. As Robert Gates said in his 2014 memoir, Joe Biden has been wrong on nearly every foreign policy and national security decision of the last four decades. You put those two reasons together, Sean, and you can see that our China policy has been benefiting China, not the United States of America.
Let's get your take on this, Robert Lighthizer.
Well, I would say, first of all, listening to that collage, Sean, was just, I mean, it was breathtaking. As someone who has been fighting this battle on behalf of America since, as you said, the Reagan administration, it's breathtaking, everything that he said, that he doesn't seem to understand the problem. I would point out that these notions that a rising China is good for America, that's what they argued in 2000 when Clinton and Biden voted for the giving China most favored nation. Since then, we've probably transferred $6 or $7 trillion worth of our wealth to China. We have built the biggest army in the world, and it's in China. The biggest navy in the world, and it's in China. It is so misguided and so scary to hear it all put together. And another point I would make, there is no difference between the Chinese Communist Party and that Chinese energy company. There are no private companies there. They're all working to make China the dominant power in the world, all of them.
Quick break. More with Gordon Chang and Robert Lighthizer as we continue on the other side. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
America and Americans first. Now there's a novel idea. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for my friends at Lone Star Transfer. If you felt like booking your timeshare was difficult in the past, you know it's recently been almost impossible. Now, most clients are shocked to learn that their timeshare is now available to the public, and that severely limits booking options. Now, many owners have also reached out, and they're upset that their yearly dues have nearly doubled during the maintenance fee season. Now, for well over a decade, our friends at Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, they have had the pleasure of helping thousands and thousands of people legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Now, Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Call my good friends for a free, no-obligation consultation. Write this down. Call today, 833-594-0075. 833-594-0075. They're online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
All right, we continue with Gordon Chang, Robert Lighthizer, and your call's coming up, 800-941-SEAN. And by the way, the war on pizza, we'll get to at the bottom of this half hour. Why would the United States of America be allowing Gordon Chang, the communist Chinese, to be buying up, you know, thousands and thousands of acres of farmland, ranch land, land near military installations? Can you help me with that?
No, there's no reason why we should. As we've learned in places like Oklahoma, Chinese parties have been basing human trafficking operations on agricultural land. And as they say in Oklahoma, yeah, the Chinese are building fences on their property. Well, of course, everybody has fences in Oklahoma, but Americans in Oklahoma build their fences to keep people out. The Chinese have been building fences to keep people in. There's, of course, the issue of espionage. There are all of these things, Sean, and until we get to the bottom of it, I don't think that we should be allowing Chinese parties to own land. We know the criminal activities that have been occurring there, and I believe that we should be using forfeiture statutes when we find out that Chinese parties have actually been using their land for criminal purposes. This is just unacceptable. This is the American heartland, and the Chinese are poisoning it.
Well, Biden, by the way, was on his A game. I mean, I got to give him a lot of credit because he confused India with China and Ukraine with Iraq not once, but twice.
It's hard to tell, but he's clearly losing the war in Iraq. He's losing the war at home. And he has become a bit of a briar around the world. And it's not just NATO. It's not just the European Union. It's Japan. It's 40 nations.
I really can't take much more of this, Gordon, because America really doesn't have a cognitively functioning president.
Yes, and he misperceives China. And Chinese leaders, I think, look at that and are taking advantage of it, because we can see the way they act towards the United States versus the way they act during the Trump administration. And the Trump administration showed strength. It deterred China. What we have seen during the Biden years was that they have not deterred China, they have not deterred Russia, which is the reason why we have the war in Ukraine and why we have China and Russia destabilizing North Africa. And the reason why North Africa is important is because it's the gateway to Europe. The countries in North Africa can prevent the flows of people and also terrorism going across the Mediterranean. And by the way, in Sudan, where they are now triggering an insurgency that looks like a war, that borders the Red Sea, which means they can control the Suez Canal if they actually grab control of Sudan.
Well, that is pretty chilling, what you're describing here. And I've got to believe, Mr. Lighthizer, that in fact, this has a lot to do with all the monies that the Biden family got from China because, you know, look, we know that Libya had a dossier on Hunter Biden that was, a mile wide. I can only imagine the intel that they were able to get from the former crack addict and hooker lover, Hunter Biden, and how compromised this family is in the dossier that the Chinese, the Russians, Ukrainians, and everyone else has on them. Is this family compromised by China? Are they incapable of dealing from any position of strength?
Well, it's hard for me to believe that anyone can look at the geopolitical competition, the adversity between the United States and China, and not conclude that they are a number one problem. But this fellow seems not to have done it. China's going around the world telling everyone that we're in decline and they're in the ascendancy. That's their basic.
Well, Netanyahu's going to see China, not the U.S.
And every single thing we're doing is adding to that dialogue. It's helping them make that case to all the other countries of the world. The weakness, the decisions not to take action against them, the decisions not to put out the data on COVID's origin, the decisions not to limit investment, all these various things, the decision not to complain about the spy balloon, all these things are talking points for the Chinese Communist Party around the world to attack the United States system.
All right, Robert Lighthizer, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. And Gordon Chang, thank you.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive.
But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, your call is coming up in mere moments. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. If you are a believer in the Second Amendment, a gun owner as I am, you know how important it is to keep that gun safe and secure. Not all gun safes are created equal. Many are easy to break into. Others, well, frankly, they're overpriced, ugly, and hard to access. That's why I love Rhino Metals. They have a wide range of the best performing, best looking gun safes for every need, every budget. And right now, Rhino Metals is having a huge promotion. They're offering in-store rebates up to $800 and free curbside delivery for online orders, which you definitely want. Now, these are the best gun safes on the market by far. I love mine. Linda has one. She loves hers. Don't miss your chance. Huge savings. The best way to protect your firearms and your valuables. A Rhino's Metal Safe. Back with the industry's best warranty, best customer service. Veteran-owned company in business now since 1995. Dealers all across the country. Their website, rhinosafe.com. Rhino spelled like the animal, R-H-I-N-O-S-A-F-E.com. Rhinosafe.com. You won't regret it. All right, let's get to our busy telephones. Many of you have been very patient here. Rick in New York. Rick, hi. How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, thanks, Sean. I appreciate you taking the call. I'm a truck driver of my own business, and I'm in and out of Florida quite a bit. And, boy, what a great state, but so much going on. Can we really afford to lose a great governor like Ron DeSantis at this point in time with migration going there, population is growing, infrastructure's, you know, booming, as well as incomplete. You know, with that statement, you know, I want to move to Donald Trump in his presidency, in his candidacy. On the first term, he ran with the platform of draining the swamp, in which I felt he was very successful. Where's Mitch McConnell? Where's Nancy Pelosi? That's part of it. But the contrast is that we have the swamp still engaged with dirty politics, criminal activities. You know, the Biden family is just out of control, and they're comparing it to the swamp now, putting President Trump in that same category. What is Donald Trump going to run on this time?
I think he's going to run on making America great again and re-instituting the policies that were successful. I mean, he's going to run on his record. He's going to run on going back to the policies that worked. Look at the economy. Tell me what's working. Tell me what Joe has done that is successful. You know, Joe Biden is kicking off his Bidenomics campaign. You know, at the same time, the leading economic indicator declines for the 14th straight month in a row, and a 40-year high of inflation, and interest rates have now more than doubled in this country. It's stifling all new home construction. Sale of pre-existing homes now at a low. Home prices now beginning to decline. What has he done? How's the borders looking? You know, it's just anything he's touched is a disaster. And this guy can't even tell the difference between, you know, India and Iraq. It is so beyond frustrating to me that I don't have patience for it anymore. I don't. And, you know, my only fear is if we lose this election, I don't know what happens. I really think the consequences are dire for the country and the world, because the world needs a strong America. And we have a very, very weak president that is a complete cognitive mess. It's a disaster. Anyway, hope that answers your question. Now, if I had my own way, I would rather, you know, in the course of any primary, there's going to end up being a fight. Always is. I could tell you, go back, you know, look at John McCain and George W. Bush. There's always going to come that moment where they go for each other's throats. I wish it wasn't starting out that way, but it is what it is. I accept politics as the blood sport that it is. And I can only tell you that, you know, it's going to be Republican voters that are going to decide. There's no doubt that the deep state is doing everything in its power to make it nearly impossible for Donald Trump to run. But I don't think it's going to stop him. I never met a guy like this. Most people would collapse under the never ending pressure. You know, a Russia hoax investigation, you know, conspiracy theory spread by the media, the Democratic Party for 3 years. And then we find out none of it was true. Operation Crossfire Hurricane never should have been open. That there was nothing in the dirty dossier at all whatsoever that was proven to be true. That Hillary Clinton, they didn't raid Chappaqua for top secret classified information, nor was she held accountable for destroying subpoenaed emails. You know, we have the weaponized DOJ, your weaponized government, your weaponized FBI, you know, pre-bunking the very real Hunter Biden laptop that they had already authenticated. It's corrupt. It's rotten to the core. And I'll tell you, Republicans now, they've got some tough choices to make here. And we need to get to the bottom. What did Joe know? When did he know it? And how much money did Joe Biden maybe make off these business deals? Because if he did, it's going to be what it's going to be called what it is, bribery. It's not just pay to play. It's not just influence peddling, what the 1023 form is saying. It's not what the IRS agents are saying. You know, and a cover up, the likes of which this country's never seen before. This is the most corrupt president we've ever had. And I don't think they're going to escape it right now. That's my feeling today based on everything that's now coming out. But time will tell. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Brenda is in Oregon. Brenda, how are you? Glad you called. What are you doing in Oregon? Why are you out there?
Born and raised and only there because my kids can be around my parents. But I'm in Southern Oregon.
Well, Southern Oregon's a little nicer. What, like, you know, Medford, Grants Pass, that kind of area?
Grants Pass. Yep.
Oh, I know the area well.
Yeah. I think because there was a gal that, my dad went to the doctor and she said that she was that you were her brother's sister. Anyway, I don't know if she's a nurse or something, but traveling. But
yeah, my sister is a nurse. All three of my sisters were nurses, but they all got out of it.
My dad met her, so yeah.
Yeah, she was the best at what she did. She really was. She's the nicer Hannity, trust me, than I am. Everybody that knows the two of us knows that to be true.
Well, okay, so two things, and I'll be quick. But so benefiting from this money, Hunter was complaining about paying his dad's bill. Plus, he was paying $50,000 a month for the Delaware home in rent. So I think that's one thing right there.
Well, he also complained about paying half his income to Pops and the home repairs, and the big guy got his 10%. That's all implicated on the Hunter laptop.
Yeah, but where's he getting that money? Well, from China and from other places.
China, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, Mexico, dozen other countries. We'll find out. This is what James Comer, by the way, is in studio tonight. For those of you coming to the Hannity audience show, if you haven't signed up, it's Hannity.com. If there's any tickets left, they're absolutely free. But Comer's in studio tonight.
And I'll be listening because I'm on the road almost to Cheyenne, Wyoming. But the one last thing I wanted to say was the whistleblower, Stephen Friends, what he said is what you need to do is empower local law enforcement. Deputize local detectives from sheriffs to police officers and bring federal charges against the. And what you need to do is deputize them.
Look, I'll tell you what we need to do. We need a reboot of the FBI and the Department of Justice. We need a new FBI director. We need new top people in terms of the FBI hierarchy. We need to go through and re-interview every single special agent and rebuild the FBI and return it to its former greatness as the world's premier law enforcement agency. That's what we need to do. And Merrick Garland, frankly, I think there's enough evidence out there right now, and enough, we'll be hearing more and more in the days to come about how he lied to Congress. Likely committed perjury. Time will tell. Looks like it. According to these six IRS whistleblowers, that's what they're accusing him of. He would need to go. We need a new FBI director, and we need a top-to-bottom change, and we need equal justice under the law. It's not about whataboutism. It's about equal justice under the law and equal application of our laws. Anyway, appreciate the call. Illinois, Fred, next. Sean Hannity Show. How are you?
Hey, Sean, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate your response to the last two callers because I think that leads into what I'm concerned about. I'm an old retired football and wrestling coach, and I only mention it because I think the way we go about addressing opponents and meeting challenges is seems to be a little bit different than the game plan that the Republicans are using, or even if they even have one. But my concern is this, is that there appears to be a total lack, in my opinion, of the hierarchy of the Republican Party doing everything necessary to win that 2024 election. They seem to be all over the board. They're being taken again down the yellow brick road by the Democrat Party, where they're focusing on 1,000 issues. And I think the focus has to be more narrow-minded. And the most important thing is winning this election. And I'm interested in your...
I was very, very critical about the Republican Party and the fact that they are not pushing every Republican, every conservative in the country to overcome this mysterious reluctance and resistance to voting early and voting by mail. Not a problem in states like Florida. You better embrace it, because that's the system we have, not the one I wish we had, but it's the one we're stuck with. The second thing is, and by the way, the Republican Party has now announced an effort. It's called Bank Your Vote. Good for Ronna McDaniel. Now, part B is they now got to build out a legal ballot harvesting effort, especially in swing states, to ensure that we match the efforts of Democrats on the ballot harvesting issue, because it's legal in many states. That means other people can collect other individuals' ballots and hand it in for them. That's ballot harvesting. And if Republicans don't match those efforts, they're going to start out Election Day down 200, 500, 750, a million votes. And that's an awful big margin to make up on Election Day. And God forbid if it's raining. And so, yeah, I agree completely with you. Now, I did have a conversation. I think he might be on TV tonight. Glenn Youngkin is going to announce an effort in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And what I've been able to glean is the preliminary plan sounded good to me. I have questions about it. I'm not fully endorsing it yet. But what I heard sounded really good. And maybe this is something that the Republican National Committee can duplicate. But if they don't do it, then they ought not be in power. Period. End of sentence. You better match and surpass the efforts of Democrats and understand, if I had my way, Election Day would be a national holiday. If I had my way, you know, we'd have same day voting and we'd have partisan observers watching the voting in every precinct all day long. And when the polls close, watch the vote counting all night long until they came to a final number. And then as a result, then you call the race. We know who wins. We know who loses. And there's integrity in the system. But until we get to that point, we're stuck with their system. And their system, we better match the efforts. You go to war with the army you have, not the one you wish you have. And that's the system we're stuck with. So they better match those efforts. Okay?
And lastly, you know, I agree with the notion, and you've alluded to it, and so has Mark Levin, that the Democrats just seem to be better at winning elections than we are. They seem to be more organized, better.
Well, why do you think these people hide in their basement and get away with not debating like Katie Hobbs? We had Kerry Lake on the show yesterday. Why do you think that John Fetterman got to, you know, there were nearly a million votes banked in Pennsylvania before he debated Oz, and he hid in his basement? How did Joe Biden hide in his basement? They do this. It's the same playbook. They run negative ad after negative ad, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of them against Republicans. They don't put themselves in any position where they can be asked any hard questions. They avoid debates at all costs, if they even participate at all. And by the time they participate, they probably have banked enough votes to win. And Republicans have allowed that system to go unchallenged. 2020 was an anomaly. 20 in terms of COVID. Well, we don't have COVID as a problem anymore. Now we need integrity in our election system. And these are the measures that I am telling the Republicans that they better adopt, or they can expect to lose. And if they're happy losing, then they ought not be in that position. Anyway, I honestly don't see any other solution. Appreciate the call, my friend. right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We're loaded up tonight. Hannity, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. James Comer on set. We have a Hannity studio audience show. Jim Jordan, by the way, tickets, Hannity.com are free. Jim Jordan and Kevin McCarthy. My Kevin question is Merrick Garland going to be impeached if he lied to Congress, which would be perjury? Also, Glenn Youngkin with recommendations on what Republicans need to do. Also, the latest on woke everything, Larry Elder, Charles Payne, Mike Huckabee, and Pete Hegseth. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity, Fox News, live audience show. Hope you'll join us. I'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.